Hey guys, it's OZ Inspires, and today is, what is today? September 7th, 2018, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about Huobi Token. Yesterday I discussed Huobi Token a little bit and gave you a brief overview of what it was and how I thought it was something to really look into. That it could go to the moon and not come back. So, you know, I did a little bit more research and I watched some more YouTube videos and I just wanted to be sure. You know, is Huobi Token something worth getting into? And I still believe it is after more research and more, just more digging and. You know, what I'm going to cover, I'll cover a little bit more detail with you on what it is or its foundation and where it came from. But yesterday I talked about it and just discussed how I thought it was an up-and-coming cryptocurrency. And it's a token, so it has some internal use of the Huobi Global Network. And here's a little bit about what Huobi is. I watched four videos. I was like, how do you pronounce this? And I was watching four different videos, and every one of them pronounced it different. So I'm going to stick with Huobi because that's cool with me. I can say that. It's H-U-O-B-I, Huobi. Okay, so Huobi Token. Oh, this is just from Wikipedia, right? This information. So Huobi was founded in 2013 by Leon Lee on May 15th. The Huobi Group acquired Huobi.com about that same time. And on August 1st, Huobi launched a simulation trading platform. And on September 1st, the Bitcoin trading platform was launched. In June 2014, Huobi began margin trading and interest accounts for Bitcoin. In September 14, Huobi launched their USD exchange with 24-hour, 7 days a week customer service support. So, in November 13, Huobi received angel investments from Dai Jai Kong, it's an Asian name, I can't say it, and the Zen Fund. In 2014, Huobi raised $10 million from a venture capital investment from Sequoia Capital. And in 2014, Huobi acquired Bitcoin wallet provider, Quick Wallet. In 2013, December, the trading volume exceeded 30 billion won. Making Huobi China's largest digital asset trading platform at the time. So, and in June 2016, its total transaction volume reached 1 trillion won, I believe that is. And in November 16, 1.7 trillion won. Accounting for more than 60% of the global Bitcoin exchange market. So they were quite a player in 2016. And in December 16, its daily transactional volume surpassed 200 billion won. Daily transactional volume. So these guys aren't new. They've been around a little while. And they've proved themselves and their business model. And as I explained yesterday, whenever China banned exchanges from China, they just made a pivot. Business did what good business people do, and they just moved. They set up shop in South Korea, Japan, USA. I'm forgetting where else, but I'll get into that. So, in September 17, China banned Bitcoin exchanges and ICOs. In response, Huobi adjusted its business and organizational structure to promote global expansion. In October 17, Huobi officially expanded to Korea with a new headquarters in Seoul, South Korea and opened trading in March 18 in Seoul, Korea. In November 17, it launched operations in Singapore with a total volume in its first month exceeding 30 billion RMB. You know, I'm not even sure what RMB is. I think it's probably a cryptocurrency. But in December 17, it launched an office in Tokyo, Japan, and announced that it would set up two crypto exchanges in Japan in early 18 through a partnership with Japanese financial firm SBI Group. In March 18, Huobi announced that it'll be launching in the United States. So that was March, and we're in the United States now. You know what? I foresee as soon as the ETFs are approved for the cryptocurrencies in the United States, that's going to allow regulators to step in and lay down some laws and some regulations. And you know, that's going to open the doors for smart money, for institutional money. And we're talking trillions upon trillions of dollars that are going to come in to the cryptocurrency market at that time. You want to see the value of Bitcoin skyrocket, go to the moon, or your SH coin? You know, that'll be the time to be in the market and invested. So, I think I was following the news, and President Trump just nominated a new SEC director. Is that what they're called? Commissioner? President? I'm just saying random stuff. Anyway, he just nominated a new head of the SEC. And he looks like he's pro cryptocurrency at this moment. So as more and more people come into those head positions that are pro cryptocurrency, we're gonna see some improvement and approval of the ETFs. And as soon as that happens, you're going to see smart money and institutional money come into the cryptocurrency space. And boom, you want to be involved when that happens, right? Right. So, where was I at? I was talking about Huobi token. In March 18, Huobi announced that it'll be launching in the United States and received it registered. In August 18, in a reverse takeover, Huobi acquired a 74% stake in Hong Kong electronics manufacturer Pantronics Holdings, becoming listed on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. So these guys are smart. You know, that was that hostile takeover? Is that what that was? A reverse takeover? Yeah, they just bought a bunch of stock. So, hey, they're doing big things. Huobi token, check it out, man. Check it out. I'm going to cover one other news. Huobi token, it's also decentralized. And if you don't know what decentralized and wireless is, then don't listen to this. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We need to teach and educate everybody about decentralization. And, you know, because that's what is going on with fiat currency in the United States. We need to decentralize. Stop the Fed. The cryptocurrency exchange Huobi, with a trading volume of $1 billion, has announced plans to move its operations onto the blockchain. You know, this is kind of September 5 news from CryptoBriefing.com. So they announced they're going to move their trading platform onto the blockchain, as well as value transfer Huobi chain, which is just another branch of the Huobi network, will reportedly be used as a platform for the exchange's other products and services, including securitization and fundraising. They'll be open for both individual and institutional investors. To help in the development of decentralized exchange, Huobi has also launched its Huobi Chain Superhero Championship Program, a 21-month hackathon Hear that, developers? Hackathon designed to invite blockchain developers to build the new platform and with a chance of winning funds from a prize pool. So if you're a developer, get on it. Get over there. Make this stuff happen. We firmly believe in a decentralized future, and the main goal of Huobi Chain Project is to transform a centralized corporation to a decentralized one that's run by community, said the CEO and founder of Huobi Group, Lin Lee. Our dream is for Huobi to run on the public blockchain and become a truly decentralized, autonomous organization. Those were his words. So although centralized companies such as Coinbase and the present Huobi platform continue to take the lion's share of sector's trading volume, the framework of decentralized... I lost my place on my story. Coinbase, Huobi's main rival, Binance said it was also planning to move towards decentralized system of operations. So everybody's trying to move to decentralized. Why doesn't the Fed try to move to decentralized? Talking about USD. Huobi, which will gradually migrate onto the blockchain as it develops, has initially invested 20 million Huobi tokens into the project. Right now, Huobi token, I think today, at a few minutes back, was about $1.60 something or $1.70 or so. And so you're looking at $1.70 times 20 million, and that's what they invested in the Huobi tokens into the project. Well, as it progresses, Huobi has said that a percentage of its annual revenue will also go towards the project's development. So guys, hey, I'm liking this. What do you think? What do you think? It's got some potential, right? I think it does. There's a lot of potential here for it to grow. As soon as, right now, Huobi has the HB10 index, which is a ETF, and it's not authorized in the United States, and it's not legal in the United States, so it's not offered to United States citizens. But, just go on there and check it out, huobi.com, sign up, check it out, and let me know what you think. Leave a comment or a message in this podcast. So that was a little bit more on Huobi token. I still stand by it, and I think it's a great investment. I think it's undervalued, so get in on it now. That's my unprofessional opinion. I am not a financial expert, so don't follow my advice. But I'm simply a crypto enthusiast. I am a working man, and actually I do these podcasts while I'm on my way home. And because I have an hour drive to work, so I do these on my hour drive to work, and I'm not a financial expert, man. But I like this token. Honestly, I like this token. Get into it. Look it up. Do your own research, and let me know what you think. I'm OEZF. You can find me on Facebook as OEZF here or OZ Inspires. I'm also a aspiring motivational speaker. I love just being positive and uplifting and talking to people and encouraging people. So if you need some help with that, you need somebody to uplift you, hey, give me a shout on social media, OZ Inspires. Twitter too. Oh, one other thing. I also turned on the monetization on this podcast. So if you want to do me a, if you love the podcast and you want to support it, feel free to make a small donation or, I haven't even looked. Do they accept crypto into this? I'm going to check it out, because I'll accept crypto if you want to donate some crypto. I'll talk to you guys later. Love you all.